Amen. And I want to remind you of 2 weeks ago when we looked at Psalm 107. Remember those four different situations, right? Where the and we took our theme from that. Let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story, those that he has rescued. And we begin at Psalm 107, verse 2. That's our theme. And then I want to remind you that four times throughout this psalm, look with me in Psalm 107, verse 6, verse 13, verse 19, verse 28, you're going to read the same thing. This is the New Living Translation. You can look at any translation that you want to, and it will be the same words repeated in other translations. You'll find it to be the same. Lord, help, they cried in their trouble, and he rescued them from their distress. We've heard this morning, Lord, help. Andrew said, Lord, help, in his trouble, and God rescued him from his distress. Keith's parents and sister and family in their trouble, Lord, help, and he rescued from their distress. Crystal in the hospital room, in the hospital bed, Lord, help, and he rescued her from her distress. And that's found four times in all of those four situations. And then in the same psalm, it says the same thing again four times, let them thank the Lord for his faithful love and for the wonderful things he has done for them. And that's what we're doing this morning. We're thanking the Lord for his faithful love and for the wonderful things that he has done for us. That's said four times. And then in the last example of the ones who went to the seas and God saved them from the storm, there's a change. There's a difference. Look with me at this. Psalm 107, verse 32 says, let them exalt him publicly in the assembly of the people and praise him in the council of the elders. And that's what we're doing this morning. Last week we heard from Pedro, and we heard also from Brother Roy, these stories, these testimonies, and what they did and what we're doing is publicly in the assembly. It says, let them exalt him publicly. Depending on your translation, it may also say, let them extol. How many of you? Does it say extol in some of yours? It may say that in the translation as well. What does exalt mean, and what does extol mean? These two translations mean the same thing, and it means to lift up, very simply. That's just what it means. It means to lift up, to hold up, to hold up. And that's what we're doing. And I want you to see that let us do it publicly in the assembly of the people and praise him in the council of the elders. Some of us, depending on our personality, depending on our character, depending on our wills, we will say thank you to God privately, but we are extremely reluctant to do it openly, aren't we? You're not going to make me. No, I'm not going to. Or we're just shy about it. And I want to encourage you this morning because this is what God says to do in his word. And I know sometimes some of us, we get really emotional and we don't want to be emotional in front of people. We're afraid we'll cry in front of people. But that's okay too. But God's word tells us, let's do this publicly. And I want to give you very briefly four reasons. You say 4 points? Really, really briefly. Four reasons that we should extol, exalt, or lift up God publicly when we are together and in other places as well. Here they are. Four reasons. Very, very simply. Number one, it's good for you. Okay? You say, well, that doesn't sound very deep. That doesn't sound very, very theological. It's good for you. I want you to think, those of you that overcame your stage fright, that have overcome your fear to give a testimony publicly, either in the church or to others, what did it do for you when you opened your mouth and gave praise to the Lord? What did it do for you? Did it help you in some way? It did, didn't it? What does it do? Kim, what does it do? Okay. Okay. Assurance, it increases your faith. Okay. I'm repeating you, sorry, so that people online can hear. Lisa. It brings joy to you, doesn't it? It brings joy to you. Someone else? Anybody? Okay? It's confessing your faith. It reaffirms what God has done, right? These things, it helps to push down fear, doesn't it? How many of you have, God has done something really good for you? It may have been a difficult area of your life, and you gave testimony, and it may even have been an area that you were sort of ashamed about because you had failed in that area, and God helped you in that area, and God strengthened you in that area, and God forgave you in that area, and then you gave public testimony. You told other people about it. What happened when you did that? It put the shame down and it lifted God up, right? And one of the things that giving testimony, that publicly exalting does, is that it helps to get rid of shame. The devil loves to stir up shame in our lives. And all of us deal with shame. All of us have failed in certain areas. All of us have weaknesses in our lives. But when God blesses us in those areas and we're willing to stand and God delivered me. Do you remember years ago when Pastor Renalyn, she was working for us, and just want to remind you of this, she was seated right back there. She was working for Sister Betty and for me, and she stood publicly, and she gave a testimony about how God had helped her. She was sexually abused as a child, as an 8-year-old, repeatedly. Some of you remember that. Remember that we were here repeatedly. And she lived with such shame. She lived with such guilt. And she lived with physical pain as well in her body. And she cried out to the Lord, and God delivered her. And that morning, she stood up and publicly and openly talked about what God had done. And from that day forward, God set her free from shame. Because the enemy will always work in that way. And it is God's desire never to shame, but to deliver us. So number one, it's good for you. It's good for you. So I want to encourage you. Now, does that mean you have something in your life and now I've got to tell everybody? No, you do what the Holy Spirit tells you to do. But when we publicly exalt God, it's good for us. What else? Number two, it's bad for the devil. Okay, it's good for you, it's bad for the devil. Now, I know that sounds really simple, but let me give you one verse that will encourage you in this area. This is a scene that comes later in heaven. This is in Revelation chapter 12, and John, the witness of what is happening in the spirit ahead, hears this voice in heaven that says, "The salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Messiah have now come because the accuser of our brothers has been thrown out, the one who accuses them before our God day and night." The enemy is such an accuser. He stands before God and talks trash about you all the time, right? If you want to use modern terminology. But not only that, he comes into your ear and talks trash about you, and he talks trash about God, right? But what does the Bible say? Look at the next verse. Such an encouragement to him. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. And how? And by the word of their testimony. By the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives, even in the face of death. Now, there's a whole lot more than that, but I just want to simply, very simply say this morning, it's good for you, it's bad for the devil. Your testimony shuts the mouth of the accuser. It shuts up the enemy who says he's a bad God. Because when you stand and say, God did this for me, you are showing him to be a liar. A liar. And so it's good for you, it's bad for the devil. Number three, here's the third reason. It lifts up God. That's what I said. So exalt and extol. It lifts up God. Why is that important? Because when God is lifted up, when God is raised higher, everything fits into the right place. When God has his rightful place, then the things in our lives fit into their rightful place as well. Until we are able to lift up God, our problems are bigger. Our difficulties are higher. But when we begin to lift up God with public testimony, very, very simply, with public testimony, then God is exalted and things fall into place and God takes his rightful place. Let me give you an example, very simple one from John chapter 4, and let this encourage you this morning. This is the woman at the well. Jesus is gone. He starts talking to her. He tells her, I give living water. And then the woman, remember, she was really bad, right? She was wicked. She'd been married 5 times and she was living with someone. So, I mean, her life was a mess. If you've ever thought your life is a mess and your life is a wreck, take encouragement from the story of the woman at the well, the story that she tells. She left her water jar, went into town and told the men. Oh, she didn't tell the women? No, she didn't tell the women because they wouldn't have anything to do with her because she was such a bad woman. So she told the men because they knew her. Come see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Messiah? What does she do? She tells her story. Y'all, listen. Sorry, that's a Southern expression. Y'all, you all, no joke. We try to hide so much in our lives, don't we? We want everybody to think we're perfect, that we've got it all together, we've got all the answers. Here's this woman who meets Jesus, and what does she do? She doesn't try to dress it up. She just tells her story. And what is her story? Come see the man. Come see this man. He told me everything I ever did. Now, guess what? The men in the town knew a lot of what she had done. They knew her story. And verse 30 says, they left the town and they made their way to him. So what happens when we lift up Jesus? When he is lifted up, okay, here comes the fourth part. Here's the fourth reason. It offers people hope. Now, I'll be honest with you. When I was preparing yesterday, I couldn't decide how to phrase point 4. So one of them was, it offers people hope. And the other one was, it introduces others to a good God. You decide which title you want for point 4. I couldn't decide between them. Maybe this one. It introduces others to a good God. We live in a world where there are so many lies about God. We live in a world where people think God is far away. We live in a world where people think God doesn't care about my life. God doesn't care about me. We live in a world where religion is higher than God, and a lot of times religion pushes people down or requires good deeds or requires good work or requires a good life before you can be accepted by God, and God's not that way. And this woman who was wicked says, hey, come, see this man. He told me everything I ever did. Could he be the Messiah? In other words, I think he might be the Messiah. And her story, by lifting God up, did what? Introduced others to a good God. That's point 4. And when you tell your story, you introduce others to a good God. When you tell your story, you give people hope. You think your life is a mess? Other people's lives are a mess. You think you've got problems? Other people have problems. And God comes into our lives, and God comes into our problems. And in verse 39, it says, many Samaritans from the village believed in Jesus because the woman had said, he told me everything I ever did. Isn't that great? You may not learn all the 4 steps. You may not learn the Roman road. This is how to give a testimony. But you know what you've got? You've got your story. You've got a story to tell, and God has done great things in your life. It may not be as dramatic as Keith's story about the family being rescued from a Category 4 hurricane with winds of 250 kilometers an hour. Not everybody has stories like that. But you've got a story to tell about the goodness of God. It may simply be that you were discouraged and you were depressed, but God gave you hope. Whatever the story is, and when you and I give voice to these things, then we introduce people to a good God. And they believed her, what she said. That story goes a little bit further. So he stayed for 2 more days. They said, stay longer, Jesus. And long enough for many more to hear the message and believe, even before all the Jews did. You see, a lot of times, people who don't have their lives all together, people whose lives are kind of a mess, are much quicker to reach out for God than good people, than religious people. Why? I know I need help. I know I need help. So I want to encourage you, tell your story. Let the redeemed tell their story. Amen? Amen. Amen. There's so many other verses there. You can read it for yourself. Then they said, we believe, not just because of what you told us, but because we've heard him ourselves. Now we know that he is indeed the Savior of the world. Hey, remember what she said? She didn't have all the theological answers. You don't have all the theological answers. What did she say? Could he be the Messiah? They go and listen to him, and then what do they say? We know he's the Savior of the world. Let God take care of all the answers to the questions that you don't have and that you don't know. He's big enough. He can answer people's questions. All you have to do is tell your story. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord.